9:39 here at News Radio KMAN. We're back on In Focus, and this next few minutes we're going to be hearing about the Manhattan Public Library book sale. Joined this morning by Vivian Uccello and Carrie Mills and Roger Brannon. And Vivian, I saw this press release about an hour ago from the library about this weekend's book sale, and I thought to myself, oh, great. You know, you look at some of the deals on this sheet. Maybe just tell us a bit more about this upcoming sale and what you're most excited for.
Yes, we're excited about the whole thing, so you're going to have to cut me off at some point. But this is our annual book sale. It's our biggest fundraiser for the library. We have thousands upon thousands of books, hardback, paperback, children's books, DVDs, CDs, audiobooks. We fill up the auditorium and the extra shell with books upon books upon books. So and the prices are fantastic. You get hardback books for $1.50. DVDs are just $2, CDs are $1, audiobooks on CD are just $4, and they retail for like $50, so it's a wonderful deal. We like to put books in the hands of as many people in Kansas as we possibly can and raise some good money for the library.
Well, and I see now you're taking credit and debit card at this year's sale. How did that come about? Was it something that was in pretty high demand?
Yes, people come in, and you know, folks don't always carry cash. So they come to the book sale and say, I've got this big pile of books and here's my card. And we were so disappointed to have to say, I'm sorry, we can't. We'll hold them for you and here's the ATMs you can go to. But now we're hoping people will have a little more incentive to spend a little more this year.
Well, and you know, you talk about thousands upon thousands of books. How do you go about selecting what gets sold at the sale?
We have a team of volunteers who go through every single donation, select only the best books, and I think they're selecting books 2013 and newer, and those are the ones that go in the sale. So
wow.
It is the cream of the crop.
So you're not getting old, musty books. You're getting some of the newer materials.
Yep, these are not the old, moldy ones. These are in great shape.
Well, and Carrie and Roger, what are your roles with the sale?
Well, we're co-chairs of the book sale for representing the Manhattan Library Association, and this is a fundraiser for that organization, which the money goes back into programs.
Well, and how much money have you raised in years past off the book sale?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I would say typically it's around $10,000, so it's quite a bit of money. And as Roger mentioned, all of the proceeds basically go to fund library programs like the summer reading program for all ages, or for other programming for kids, teens, or adults, and for books, of course. So, yeah, it's definitely our biggest fundraiser for the library.
Well, when you talk about programs, I mean, there's always stuff going on at the library. And there's always new services being added. I know, for example, Lynda.com, just an example of the things that the library makes available. What are you expecting to do with some of the money raised from this sale? You talk about the summer reading program. Is there anything special planned this year for that?
Well, we are hoping, again, this year to be able to give away two prize books for children. So when you reach your reading goal, you get a coupon for an ice cream cone or a donut, and you also get to select a book of your very own to take home. And that's the most expensive part of the program. So being able to fund that and give kids a book that they can keep that's just their own is a really big part of what we want to fund.
Well, that sounds like something, you know, not every organization is able to do something like that. When you talk about being able to use funds raised from this, I even see on here you have CDs and even vinyl records. Where do you go about finding vinyl records to sell at a library book sale?
People bring them in to donate when they, you know, go through their garage and realize, okay, it's time to downsize. I have all these wonderful things that I don't want to keep, but I want somebody to be able to use them. So people bring in cartloads of books and records and all the things that are precious to them that they, you know, they just don't have a place for anymore and are able to donate them to benefit the community and benefit the library.
Well, and I see here this starts on Saturday, but if you're a member of the Manhattan Library Association, you can get a sneak peek at some of the materials available. What exactly is the Manhattan Library Association?
Well, we are an organization that supports the library. So you can join MLA it's a very small fee, for $10 for an individual or for $15 for a family. And businesses can join as well. I believe that is $25 for a business to join. So if you are not a part of MLA and you want to come Friday evening at 5:30 to 7:30, you can also buy your memberships right at the door. And you can pay for those with cash credit. And if you are buying your membership at the door, you can pay for your membership with credit cards as well. So yeah, if you want to get the sneak peek before everybody else comes in who are not members, you can just show up and you can buy your membership right there.
We have a very loyal following among people who still really love books. They show up. We'll have a pretty good crowd Friday night.
Well, and I see here organizations can even purchase a membership to the Manhattan Library Association. Why would an organization purchase a membership, and what are the benefits?
Basically, the first benefit is that you're supporting the library. Your organization gets to be part of another community organization. You get first access to the book sale. So, for instance, if you are a bookseller, you know, the Dusty Bookshelf comes in, they pay their $25, and they get to fill their shelves with some great quality books and know that they're doing something good for the community too.
Well, that seems like quite an outstanding deal. And, you know, Roger, as you just talked about, there's quite a few people who still support the local library. The library has evolved, wouldn't you say? I mean, now you could check out ebooks from the Manhattan Public Library. That's just something I don't know if 10 or 20 years ago anyone would have predicted that from your public library.
From my experience in Manhattan, the public library was in the Carnegie Building, which is just west of the courthouse. Maybe you can visualize how small that was. And then it was for a library. And then you think, well, the way that we got the books was to go to a card catalog. Now you just think how the library has expanded electronically and a variety of services to reach out to the community.
Well, and when you walk into the library, I mean, it's impressive. Not only do you have, you know, current materials out on the shelves, you have DVDs, you have video games for people to check out. How many years has the sale gone on now?
I think it's about 20 years. Our current director, Linda Knapp, was involved in the very first library book sale, and they had it out in the parking lot during the Dog Days sales that they do down on points. And she said she remembered it being so hot, the tables loaded with books actually sank down into the asphalt. So thankfully, we've evolved a little bit since then, too, to have the sale indoors. But I think it's been about 20 years, don't you guys?
I believe so, yes.
So that's a lot of sales.
Well, and when was the Manhattan Library Association founded?
Actually, back in 1900. It's a pretty illustrious group. Elizabeth Purcell, who you can learn about at the Kansas Historical Museum, was the first president. And it was a group of women who got together for the sole purpose of building a library in Manhattan. They had sales of their own, bake sales, and community fundraisers, and applied for a grant from Andrew Carnegie to build the very first library. So this is a pretty important institution here.
Well, you could be a part of a Manhattan history by joining up with the MLA. It's 9:48 here at News Radio KMAN. You're listening to In Focus. We're visiting with some folks from the Manhattan Public Library. We'll be right back after this. Quite a few volunteers making this event possible.